been the case that the boat from Aberdeen, when it was the North of Scotland, Orkney and Shetland Shipping Company, it would have been a boat called the St Magnus or the St Ninian or whatever, used to come into the Hope. I was going to say once a week, but I don't know by that time if it was even more frequently than once a month, but it did come in. And other boats that came in, a coal boat would come in occasionally for Andrew Grease and Robertson's to unload coal. And then I suppose in the springtime, a lot of farmers bought what they called Albert B6 slag to put on their land. And the boat would come in usually kind of at night, and local men would work through the night unloading it, and again probably it would continue on to Kirkwall after that. But it wasn't a big activity at the pier.
Down at the end of the ba fourth barrier then, learnt there, and then I had to swim at the Hope Pier. And they said, "Oh, you're a good swimmer, you could go further on." I says, "I only went quick to get out." It was Margaret Allen and Roy Allen. And I can't remember who else. But they thought I did so well, I could go. I says, "I only went quick so I could get out."
Anyway, I remember being out on the Hope Pier and on a slip on the pier and swimming around there with some of the older youths at that time.
That's what they did, and an awful lot of us went, our age group all went, the end of the barrier, and then you had to do your so many bit length, go down the steps and swim so far and get out at the pier.